Coming up actually this afternoon at noon at the UAS Ketchikan Campus Library is a presentation by Ask UAS, More Than a Trade, Welding Art. And joining us, we have Ken Horn and also Shelley Tabb. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ketchikan.
And I'm guessing, Ken, you will be making this presentation?
I will be doing a presentation. I brought some props, and we're going to actually have a little interactive part where we can see, you know, our results of part of the art that I'll be talking about.
And what was the decision to have this as a topic? I know there's lots of topics out there, but kind of what sparked this one?
Well, we love to showcase the talent that we have at the UAS campus. And Ken Horn is a very talented welder. He's one of our instructors. And we just thought, what a great opportunity for people to see his art and maybe learn a little bit about how to approach welding as art if they're curious about starting that themselves.
And you have a art or had an art welding class going on?
We had an art welding class, but nobody seemed to want to come in on a Saturday. And I'd also, what I did is I made it a prerequisite to have the beginning welding class, because my last art class was fairly difficult in the fact that I had, you know, six girls and one guy, and they'd never touched a grinder before or didn't know how to weld. So I spent most of my class teaching them how to weld and use the equipment prior to actually starting on the wall of art that's in the Paul Building at the university. So I've decided my next class, I'm not going to make it a prerequisite for beginning welding. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to incorporate that into the metal art class the next time that I hold it. So that way people aren't held up by a prerequisite. So we'll see how that goes.
So it might be a slightly longer class?
It'll be a little longer. I'll probably add, you know, 3 weeks to it just so I can teach whoever might want to learn how to weld or whatever type of process they want to use so they can fabricate whatever they want to fabricate. And then as far as Ask UAS today, welding is an art. Truth of it is, welding is an art. It's an art form. And Maria took the class, and she made some cool stuff. She will be in the presentation today, by the way.
Oh, my.
I got all kinds of pictures of you.
Oh.
But it really is an art. Just welding in itself is. And there's so many things that you can do with welding. And I'm just going to showcase that today instead of just concentrating on the actual welding class that we have. I'm also going to be having a summer class. It'll be 2 days, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and it's going to be from the 17th of May to the 20th of July, from 5:30 to 8:40. So if anybody's interested, want to learn how to weld, possibly get a job at the shipyard, because we have a pretty good success right now of people getting into the shipyard, and they're working with us. So it's a great opportunity. It's a great class. So I'm hoping to get that filled up.
So how does that work? If people take the welding class, do they have enough background or skills that they could potentially get a shipyard job? Or
actually, in this semester so far, I mean, and it's almost over now, but I've got three students that have been hired by the shipyard already just in one semester. And I've had an adjunct, one of the instructors from the shipyard. He has been assisting us, and we're working together with vigor to try to pump local welders into the shipyard, vice having them come from out of state. And it's working. So we can target concentrating on the skills that they need to get into the workforce.
And the presentation you're giving today, it sounds like you're including not only pieces of artwork that have been welded, but also just general what you can do with welding.
Absolutely. So I'm going to incorporate a little bit of everything. I've brought a couple of pieces of art that I've done. I'll be showcasing a bunch of pieces of art that students have done, including yourself. So it's just going to be fun.
Okay. And if people are interested in getting involved with welding, you mentioned that class is coming up in May. Is registration now?
Yes, you can register. You can register now. I'm limited to 8 students. I'm not sure at this point exactly how many I have. But there's a few people out there that have shown some interest, so I'm looking forward to that class being full. It's a fun class. You don't have to look at welding as getting into the shipyard. You know, I've had students that were 70-plus years old that just wanted to learn how to you know, learn how to weld for their backyard projects. And I try to target the class towards people that want to do a little bit of everything.
Maybe, and it, I'm sorry.
Maybe not just for a career.
So, and that is, if I guess people can have tasks around the house or maybe welding that they need to do in their home, and they can kind of learn the basics and...
Absolutely. I mean, cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, snow machines, you name it. I mean, everywhere you look, you see something that's been welded. So it's fun.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to add?
Yes, just that this is our final Ask UAS event of the semester. And so we just want to encourage people to come out. As always, it's free and open to the public. And hope to see you there. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much. Again, Ken Horn and Shelley Tabb today. More Than a Trade, Welding as Art. That begins at noon at the UAS Ketchikan Campus Library.